The sun has set, the darkness deepens, and the world awaits midnight. Welcome. Once again, this is your host, Grave.
Good to see you've returned.
For another half hour of mystery and mayhem. And have we got a show for you?
It was devised by one of our
staff writers. We keep them locked up in our dungeon every day until they produce a suitably grisly tale for your enjoyment. Now, for instance, this week's story took only a few hours to write. We merely locked the writer into a clever little torture device. And between screams, he knocked out the story. Yes, torture's such a pleasant way to get people to work. What a shame more companies don't use our method. Or do they? Well, since we worked our poor author so hard, let's see what he has in store for us. Well, partner, hitch up your boots and saddles.
We're going way out west,
and way back in time for this one. Even the Old West has its share of ghost stories. And this one's a pip. Here's tonight's story, Dead Shot for a Dead Man.
That shotgun and I'll put a bullet through your neck.
Don't you worry, son. I ain't stupid.
Let's hope you're telling the truth.
What do you want, son? Ain't no money on board. You're just wasting your time.
Shut up, old man. Drop the box down, now.
All right. Don't get yourself excited. I'll give you the box. Just hang on. See, it ain't even locked.
Letters. There's nothing in here but letters.
Told you, son.
Get down from there.
I ain't got nothing either, you know.
There's a passenger in the coach. Get him out.
You don't want to bother him. He's just some poor drummer. Ain't no call.
Get him out.
Now, don't you worry, mister. He ain't going to hurt you. He's just after some money, ain't you, son?
My money? He wants my money, but it's all I've got. I can't give him my money. I'm going to meet my daughter. This is hers for a ranch.
Calm down, mister. Your money ain't worth your life.
You're wrong, sir. This money is my life.
The driver has a point, friend. I'll take your money any way I have to.
No, you're wrong. You'll never get the chance. I've got a gun, too, you see, and I know how to use it.
Mister, don't! You killed him.
He forced my hand.
You've done it now, son. They'll hang you, sure.
What?
They'll hang you, son. Hang you!
No.
Oh, yeah. They'll hang you.
I didn't mean to kill him.
Don't matter to a dead man what you mean to do.
I'm not going to hang.
How are you going to avoid it, son?
They'll never know it was me.
I'll tell them. You don't scare me. I seen the look of you when you pulled the trigger. You was scared, son. Death scares you.
You're wrong, old man. I'm not afraid of anything.
Wait, son. Wait now. What are you going to do? No! No!
Death and catastrophe are unpredictable, Mr. Blaine, unpredictable. Your chances of waking up another day are always in doubt, always in doubt.
Well, I don't have no trouble waking up, Mr. Carruthers. My wife Matilda sees to that.
And what about violence in the streets, Mr. Blaine? What can your wife do to help you when you're faced down by a gunman? You need insurance, sir. Insurance.
Well, not many gunmen left in the West, Mr. Carruthers.
And what of wild Indians?
Oh, the nearest Indian's in St. Mary's. Works in Mr. Dade's livery stable. He don't worry me.
It seems to me you're taking this rather too lightly, Mr. Blaine. Too lightly. It
seems to me you've got a pretty cockeyed view of life in the West, Mr. Carruthers. We're civilized out here, like they are in Chicago. Nothing much out of the ordinary happens anymore.
Mr. Blaine, Mr. Blaine, the stage is coming.
Wonder what's his hurry. He don't seem to be slowing down.
It's road agents or wild Indians, Mr. Blaine. Road agents or wild Indians.
Don't be a fool, Carruthers. The driver's just trying to pick up some time.
Don't you call me a fool, Mr. Blaine. I'm fully insured.
Where's Sam?
What?
There's nobody driving.
Road agents or wild Indians.
Clear the streets, Toddy. I'll try to grab the horses. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Settle down there.
I didn't realize your job was so hazardous, Mr. Blaine. I'm afraid your premium would be rather steep.
Out of my way, Carruthers. I got work to do.
There's nobody on board.
Any baggage?
No, sir. Box is gone, too.
You better get the sheriff, Toddy.
Yes, sir. Sheriff Bowen? Sheriff?
Sheriff's not in.
Where is he, Chico?
I had to go down to the Gap, serve some papers on old man McKittrick. I'm in charge till he gets back.
Stage is in.
Yeah, every Wednesday.
It's been robbed.
You sure?
Sam's missing. So's the strongbox.
Any passengers?
Nobody on board.
Yeah, I better go see. Got a robbery, Blaine?
Well, that's what it looks like, Chico. Sam's missing. Strongbox gone. Can't figure it, though. Weren't nothing on board worth thieving.
Probably somebody looking for the mine payroll.
I don't know why they'd be doing that. Mine manager always brings the payroll in by freighter.
Yeah, thief must not have known that.
The mine owners don't trust the stage lines. Seems they're right.
Who are you?
Anson H. Carruthers, Marshal. National Eastern Indemnity.
Excuse me. I'm looking for the general manager of the stage office. Would that be you, sir?
No, madam. I am an insurance agent.
Oh.
I'm the manager, John Blaine, ma'am. What can I do for you?
My name is Marley Kelly. I'm supposed to meet my father here. He's coming from Wichita.
Well, no one came in on the stage today, ma'am.
This is Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Then my father has to be on board. He sent a letter saying he was to arrive today.
I'm sorry, ma'am. No one came in.
There's been a robbery. Perhaps your father...
Maybe he missed the stage, ma'am, or he changed his mind about the trip.
No, no. We've been planning this trip for years. He finally got enough money together to buy a little ranch. He was coming out here to make a home for us. If he's been hurt or killed, what will I do?
I'm deputy sheriff, ma'am. I'll find out whatever there is to find out.
You don't think he's dead, Sheriff?
Oh, I can't say, ma'am. I can't tell till I check on him.
He was carrying all our money. He'd have died rather than give it up.
If he's got proper insurance, you would be prudent to put in your claim immediately. Long-distance communication being what it is, delay is expensive.
I don't care about the money. I just want my father.
No, don't cry, ma'am. You go to the hotel and wait. I'll come see you as soon as I get back. Now, don't worry till you know for certain there's something to worry about. It won't do any good.
Thank you, sir.
Well, my name's Chico.
All right. Thank you, Chico.
Ma'am.
Mr. Blaine? Mr. Carruthers?
Perhaps I could escort you to the hotel.
Thank you, Mr. Carruthers.
Blaine, Toddy, get your horses. We're going to go find out what happened to your stagecoach.
There he is. There's Sam.
You done some mighty good tracking, Chico. He's right where you thought he'd be.
Yeah, it's the best spot for an ambush on this end of the trail. It figures he'd be here.
How is he, Toddy?
I think he's dead, Mr. Blaine. 3 bullets in his chest.
Where's the other one? Where's Kelly?
Don't see anybody else here.
He's got to be around here somewhere. Look around.
Maybe he got away.
No, he's here. I know it. Check over in the scrub, Toddy.
There's nothing here, Chico.
Look again.
But, Chico...
There's a man's body here someplace, and I want him found. Now get back into that scrub and find him.
There's no place to hide a body around here. Kelly either got away or he wasn't aboard in the first place.
What?
We don't know Kelly was on board. All we got is his daughter's letter. Maybe he missed the stage or changed his mind.
Maybe.
That's good news for Miss Kelly, isn't it, Chico?
Yeah, good news for Miss Kelly. We didn't find him, ma'am.
No. You think he escaped?
I don't know, ma'am. We just didn't find him.
He still could be out there?
Well, it's possible. Coyote's been known to drag a body away, but they usually don't go near a man.
Maybe he really did miss the stage.
That's the best answer. You wait for the next one. Your father's bound to be on it.
Yeah.
And try not to worry. But I'll see you when I get back.
Where are you going?
I have to find a killer.
A killer? But you said you didn't find father's body.
Well, we found Sam Willett, the stage driver. He'd been shot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Try to get it off your mind. Your father's fine.
Of course, Chief. You've been ever so kind. I'll do as you say. I'm certain you're right.
I am right, Marley. You'll see. Give me a whiskey, Pete.
Sure, Chico. A little excitement around here today.
Yeah. Pity about Sam.
Any idea about who did it?
Nothing.
Tough rock to crack. It's a mighty big country.
I'll get him, Pete. Give me another one.
Oh, I almost forgot. Some fella came in here a couple hours ago, left a letter. Said I should give it to you when you came in.
Oh, thanks.
I know what you've done. I was there when you did it. You're a thief and a murderer. I'm going to make you pay. C.K.
C.K. Charles Kelly. But it's not possible. Kelly's dead. He has to be dead. I killed him. I watched him die with my bullet in his chest. He's dead. This letter's someone's idea of a bad joke. The same joker who moved Kelly's body so I couldn't find it. That's the only possible explanation. A joke. A joke that could get me hanged. Somebody knows.
Chico? Chico, are you okay? You look a little pale. Chico.
Who gave you this?
Just a stranger. Never saw him before. I thought maybe he was a friend of yours.
Well, what did he look like?
Hard to say. Nothing stands out.
Yeah, damn it, Pete. You must remember something. What did he look like?
Okay, okay. You're turning red. Let's see. He was about your size, maybe a little smaller, dressed in a black suit. And he had a gold watch. Now, I thought that was strange because he asked me for the time. Why'd he ask me for the time when he had a watch of his own?
I believe I could answer that for you.
What do you know about it, Carruthers?
I was conversing with the gentleman briefly concerning the state of his personal coverage against accident. He told me he really didn't need further coverage as his position was quite accident-proof. Accident-proof. Amusing notion. I was about to change his perception of his needs when he pulled out his watch and averred that he had no time to discuss it. But he couldn't have told a thing by that watch.
Why not?
Why, it had a bullet hole clean through it.
It's beautiful here, Chico.
On the Osho River. I grew up not 5 miles from here. Used to come to this spot when I needed to think things out. I haven't been here in a long time.
And now you need to think things out.
What?
Oh, Chico, I know something's been bothering you. You haven't smiled in the past 6 days. Not since you came back from looking for my father.
I'm imagining things.
Chico, you told me not to worry, and I'm trying not to. But you don't seem to be able to take your own advice.
Marley,
you're a good man, Chico. I couldn't have made it through the past few days without you. But I'm fine, really. I know it's almost certain that my father's dead.
Marley.
No, it's all right. I've accepted it. He would certainly have telegraphed by now if he'd missed the stage.
Marley, I'm sorry.
I've done my crying, Chico. I'm ready to go on. There's no more need for you to protect me.
It's got nothing to do with your father, Marley. Believe me.
Well, what is it then? You've helped me. Let me help you.
I'm a lawman, Marley. I've run up a few debts over the years. A lot of men wouldn't mind seeing me in an early grave.
What is it?
Just a chill.
Such a warm afternoon. You sure you're feeling all right?
Just the wind spirit.
Chico.
The Indians say a man has two spirits. The earth spirit is the active part of him, the part that lives. The wind spirit is a higher part, the part that judges whether the earth spirit's lived a good life or an evil one. Sometimes, on a warm afternoon, for no apparent reason, a man begins to shake with a chill. The Indians say it's the wind spirit blowing through his body, warning him to change his ways.
Mother always said it was a goose walking over her grave.
What?
A chill on a warm day.
Been a lot I'm sorry for, Marley. A lot of things that would make you hate me.
Nothing can make me hate you, Chico.
You're wrong. I hope you never find out how wrong.
No, I'm getting a chill.
Yeah. Let's get back to town.
Tomorrow I depart this fair metropolis for Denver and parts further west. It has been a most successful stay, gentlemen, a most successful stay. The imbibation shall fall generally at my behest.
Mr. Carruthers.
Oh, it's you.
I have a letter for the deputy sheriff. Would you be so kind as to give it to him when he comes by?
Why don't you give it to him yourself? He's really quite interested in meeting you, you know.
I'm sure he is. And so he shall. Soon. My work here will be done before the stage arrives tomorrow. Will you take the letter for me?
Yes, yes, give me the letter. Although I must say I think your behavior is absurd. Ridiculously absurd.
Chico, looks like you finally get to meet your mystery man.
Where is he?
Right over here. Hey, where'd he go? He was just talking to Mr. Carruthers here.
Where is he, Carruthers?
I don't have the slightest idea, Sheriff. I was talking to him 1 minute, turned away when you came in, and he was gone. Just vanished.
If you're lying to me, Carruthers, I'll break you in two.
Oh, no, sir. I'm telling you exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. But he did leave you a letter, and he said you'd meet soon, before the stage arrives tomorrow.
And you still can't tell me what he looks like.
No, he... His face just doesn't seem to register. He must be quite common. Exceedingly ordinary.
Oh, shut up. Give me the letter.
I'll meet you in the street at sundown.
I wonder what that was all about.
Hmm? What are you on, boy?
You drop your watch, Mr. Chico, here.
Oh, thanks. Hey, this isn't my watch. Where'd you get it?
You dropped it. Mr. Chico, honest, I saw you.
Somebody put you up to this. Who was it?
Nobody. Nobody, I swear.
Chico, let the boy go. What are you doing? Get a hold on yourself.
This kid's a liar. Maybe a thief, too.
This boy, this little Billy Peterson, he's as honest as they come, Chico. His father'd thrash him raw if he caught him lying. Go along about your business, boy.
Thank you, sir.
What's got you so upset, Chico?
This kid claims I dropped this. I never saw it before.
Just an old watch, Chico. Not worth bothering about. Certainly not worth stealing with that hole through it. That watch's never going to tell time again.
Yeah, the kid was just trying to be helpful. I thought I dropped it when someone else did.
You look pretty tired, Chico. Bet you'll be glad when the sheriff gets back tonight.
Tonight?
Well, this is Tuesday. It takes 3 days down to the Gap and 3 days back.
You're right. Thanks for reminding me. I've got some paperwork to catch up on. See you later.
Sure, Chico, sure.
Who are you?
Tobias Fell, Sheriff. I work for Mr. Grunding.
The Undertaker?
Mortician, sir, is the preferred term nowadays.
What do you want from me?
I have the stone you requested.
I haven't requested any stone.
But you have, sir. Your representative was here only yesterday. He insisted it was a rush job, paid us extra to do it. I told him I couldn't do a great deal of carving in so short a time, so he settled for the initials and the year of the deceased. C.K. Died 1888.
What are you trying to pull? I didn't order any stone, you understand me?
Well, what do you expect me to do with it? It's already been carved.
I leave that up to your imagination. Now get out! C.K. C.K. What do you want from me, Kelly? Your money? If you're alive, it has to be the money. And you must be alive. I don't know how, but you must be alive. I'll give you back your money, Kelly. I don't need it. I'll do whatever you want. Just leave me alone. What? The watch? It's ticking. No, it's impossible. Kelly's dead, then it's not the money he's after. It's not the money. Not the money.
Chico, what the hell's going on in here?
What?
I heard shots.
What?
It's me, Chico. Tom Boland.
Sheriff Boland.
What happened?
I don't know. I must have shot myself.
Oh, boy.
I was cleaning the gun. Yeah, it must have been loaded. Bullet grazed my temple. I'm all right.
You sure, boy? Maybe you ought to lay down.
No, Sheriff, I'm fine.
Well, then you can help me with this body I got outside.
Body?
I found him on the road about 6 miles out of town. He's been shot.
Oh, any idea who he is?
Well, some papers on him. He looks to be a Mr. Charles Kelly.
Kelly? There couldn't be any mistake?
There can always be a mistake, Chico, but his papers show him as Charles Kelly. You sure that bullet just grazed you? You look awful pale.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay. Look, Sheriff, Kelly's daughter's in town. Maybe she ought to come over and identify the body.
You get her after we put him in a back room. I'll break it to her easy.
Yes, sir. She's a pretty strong woman. I think she can take it.
Well, ma'am?
That's him. That's my father.
Marley, I'm sorry.
I thought I was resigned to this, Chico. But I guess I was still hoping he was alive somehow.
You come out and sit down, ma'am. I'll get you a cup of coffee.
Thank you, Sheriff. You're all I got now, Chico.
Me? But,
I don't know anybody else here. My father was the last relative I had in this world.
Oh, there's got to be somebody.
Just you, Chico. I love you.
You can't love me, Marley. You don't know what you're saying.
That's a mighty beautiful lady there, Chico. She may be crazy, but I wouldn't turn her down.
I'm not good enough for you, Marley. I've done things.
You're a good, kind man, Chico.
I've got to put my horse up before sundown.
You've been riding solid for 6 days straight. Let me do it for you.
You stay and comfort Miss Kelly, Chico. From the sound of things, you're the better man for the job.
The sheriff seems like a nice man.
Yeah, he's nice.
Chico, you're upset with me for saying I love you.
No, Marley, I could never be upset with you for that.
You're not happy with me.
Do you have the time?
What?
You can see the clock from where you're standing. What time is it?
It's 6:15.
Yeah, the sun will be down soon.
Why are you looking out there?
Looking at a man.
What man?
The man who's been following me. I thought it was your father.
My father? But my father is dead.
For a while, I thought he wasn't.
Why would my father want to harm you? Chico, you're not making any sense.
I have to tell you the truth. In the beginning, I thought I could avoid it, but not anymore. I care too much about you to let you go through life with me not knowing. I thought it would be so easy. There hasn't been a holdup on the stage line in so long. They don't even ride shotgun between here and Wichita. Just one old driver between me and the mine payroll. Only there wasn't any mine payroll, see? Just your father.
Chico, what are you saying?
But it wasn't a complete loss. Your father had money.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I never killed anybody before. I didn't mean to.
Oh, tell me that's a lie, Chico. You're lying.
And I started getting the letters. The letters signed C.K. Charles Kelly. Don't you understand? I thought he was alive somehow. And when his watch started ticking...
His watch?
This is your father's watch.
Yes, I think so. Where did you get it?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a ghost watch. I can hear it ticking, ticking away, telling me... It's almost sundown.
The watch is broken.
I know it's broken, Marley, but it's still ticking for me. For me and your father. Charles Kelly is calling me out. It's sundown.
Stop it, please. You're frightening me.
I don't mean to. No, I don't mean to frighten you because it's not true. No, none of it. Your father's body is in the back room of this office. He can't be the man who's following me, who's waiting for me in the street. When I go out there, at least I won't be facing him. It's time.
Chico! Wait!
There he is.
Where, Chico? I don't see anybody.
Are you blind? In the middle of the street! with the sun at his back.
Chico, there is nobody in the street.
Get out of my way.
Chico!
Okay, mister. I'm here. Make your move. Only I know you're not Kelly. Whoever you are, you're not a ghost. I'm ready for you.
Are you sure I'm not a ghost, Chico?
As sure as your initials aren't C.K.
But my initials are C.K. You're certain to recognize me. Shall I step out of the shadow for you?
No!
Chico! Chico! Chico!
C.K. Chester Kincaid. His name was Chester Kincaid.
He's dead, man. I'll take him over to the funeral parlor. You better get back to the hotel.
Aren't you going to do something? This is murder.
Maybe. Did you see it happen?
I don't know. I just...
Hear anything?
No. I just saw him fall.
I don't see any bullet wounds. Do you?
No, but...
Not even any blood.
But he told me the name of the killer.
He what?
Before he died. His last words were the killer's name. Chester Kincaid.
Chester Kincaid? You're sure that's what he said, ma'am?
Yes.
Chester Kincaid. I haven't heard that name for a long time. Seemed like ever since he was a boy, we just called him Chico.
That's what I call living, or rather, dying, by the spirit of the West. Chico should have known from that watch with the hole in it that his time was up. But now he's just another notch on the rifle handle of fate. Dead Shot for a Dead Man was written by Eric Baldwin and directed by Roger Rittner. Featured in the cast were Tom Allard, Barbara Kerr, Bill Ratner, William Irwin, Leonard Sloan, and Glenn Shaddix. Also heard were James McAfee, Arthur Dutch, Martin Battlestain, Michael Vernon, Robin Riker, and Bob Farley. Sound effects by David Surtees, with Mark Trella. Production assistance by Kathleen Arms. Engineering by Gil Jones. Midnight is a Roger Rittner radio production. Now, until we meet again, this is your host, Graves, reminding you that wherever you are, it may not be midnight now, but it soon will be.